Andrew, terrific rear yard action. I suppose that's what 3-day cricket's all about.
I think it's very pleasing the way we came through the last day there. We were absolutely shocked and astounded that the North West batted on late last night and even this morning, because, you know, it gave us every chance then of seeing out the rest of the day. And, you know, absolutely delighted with the bottle shown by the guys. You know, Rassi and Shanna were simply superb, and they did the hard work, which made it a lot easier for the likes of myself and Greg to come in there and finish it off.
You were probably surprised not to have to bat 7 or 8 overs last night. That's where the damage was done on the first day, those 2 early crucial wickets.
I think so, definitely, because whenever you look at the end of the first day, you know, you're talking about looking at night watchmen, you lose a couple of wickets, throw in a night watchman or whatever, and you're under pressure straight away if you lose a couple of wickets. But we were able to take time out of the game this morning, bowling a few overs, and delighted.
And James Shannon there and Rassi and yourself just batted superbly given the conditions?
I think, as I said, the North West opening pair were terrific, and you know, there's plenty of Irish days ahead for those two. They're a tough proposition, but the way our guys at the top of the order stunted their threat was brilliant, and you know, long may I continue. I must pay tribute to Downpatrick Cricket Club. You know, what a superb venue it is, and great to have representative cricket back here in Downpatrick.
And you switch now to T20 mode on Friday. How hard is it for a player going from defensive sort of 100 overs a day to T20 within the space of sort of 48 hours?
I'll tell you after Friday, but I think the guys enjoy the 2020. We're obviously out of the running for the competition in 2020, so it might be an opportunity to have a look at a few of the younger lads and give them a bit of game time.